This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Grand Junction man will be sentenced tomorrow for the killing of a 69-year-old homeless person. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
After 2 days of deliberation, a jury found Ryan Cohey, now 21, guilty of first-degree murder on Friday. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Cohey had pleaded not guilty, and his attorneys argued that several mental health diagnoses contributed to the killing. The victim, Warren Barnes, was well known in the community and used to read in a chair that Main Street business owners left for him. A sculpture now stands in his honor, a small chair piled high with books. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A pair of wolves have been captured and recollared in northwestern Colorado. State wildlife officials say the animals were located and tranquilized in North Park near Walden. Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Travis Duncan says one of the wolves was previously captured, but its tracking device failed.
His collar had seen some heavy use, and wolves themselves can damage the collar. Sometimes it's a battery failure, and sometimes it's just the wolves being rough on the collars and damaging them to the point where they failed.
Officials say the wolves migrated from Wyoming and produced 6 puppies and are not the result of wolf reintroduction efforts. And only 2 teams have the best record in the NBA, and the Denver Nuggets are one of them. The Nuggets beat the Atlanta Hawks last night behind another stellar performance from Nikola Jokic. This is CPR News and KRCC.